Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Kuf Samach Beis Hilchos Ntilas Yudayim, and we're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Yesterday, the Mechaber started off telling us in Sif Gimel that you can't wash half of your hand. When you take the Mayim Rishonim and you only pour the first part of the Mayim Rishonim on part of your hand, and then it dries, and then you pour the rest of the Mayim Rishonim on the other part of that hand, so that's considered two separate washings. It doesn't combine, and you have to wash the Tilas Yadayim again. That was the Psak from yesterday. We had a discussion about that, but today we furthermore comment by the Mechaber, and we start the Shir today at the very top words of Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Bamedvar Mamurim, under what circumstances do we say you can't combine the Chatzoyim, the two halves? That's when you're talking about the Mayim Rishonim, the first pouring on your hand. Avol Bishniim, if you did the Mayim Rishonim properly, now you're doing the Mayim Shniim, which is to be Matar, the water that's on your hand. So then, no tell Miktsas Yodov, you could wash part of the hand, the Choziru Mosif Al Miktsasin, and then wash the rest of the hand, even if they're dried up in between, that wouldn't be a problem. The Mishneh Berurah explains the Sifkat Lamed Aleph, wrote Salomar, this means to tell us, Av Shni gave Miktsas Yod Ligamrei, even though part of the hand totally dried off, Yuchel Hosif Al Miktsas Hashen, you could pour water on the second part of the hand, the Mayim Shniim on the second part of the hand, because that water isn't really being poured for Netilas Yadayim to be Matar of the hands, they were already tar from the Mayim Rishonim. Rak Taras HaMayim HaRishonim, it's only coming to purify, to make tar the water that's on your hand, so even though it's doing it in half, that's not a problem. Okay, that concludes Sif Gimel. Now we go to Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Shofach Mayim Al Yodo Achas. If you poured Mayim Rishonim on one hand, the Shif Sheshovach Haverta, and you touched your other hand with that Mayim Rishonim washed hand, so it has the water on it. Lo also lo Netila. That Netila Sedayim is now no longer good. And Afilu Shofach Biachron Al Shtei Yodav. And even if you then go pour on both hands, even a revius of water, it won't be good. Because the water that you poured on the first hand, when it came into contact with the second hand was metame, the water on your first hand, to the extent, as we'll explain momentarily, that mayim shniim can't be now metaher that water. You have to dry off the hands and rewash them. When you go and touch the first hand to the second hand, nitbeis chaverta, the hand became tame. Vein mayim shniim metarim, and as I mentioned a moment ago, when you pour Mayim Shniim, it won't work to be Matar of the waters, like normally Mayim Shniim are Matar of the waters from the Mayim Rishonim, because the Mayim Shniim can only be Matar, El HaMayim Shninit Me'u, only the waters that became Tame, Machmas Hayad Atzma, only from that hand. So when you pour the Mayim Rishonim on the right hand, so the right hand became Tar, the water on the right hand becomes Tame, when you pour the water now on the right hand again, Mayim Shniim, it's Matar of the water on the right hand. However, if the water on the right hand became tummy because of the left hand touching it, then it wouldn't be matar with the mayim shniim. As the Mechaber says, mayim shnitmu machmas hayad atzma are able to be matar from the mayim shniim. Velo, and not taboy machmas hayad hu acheres, and not hands, water on the hands that became tummy from another hand. So therefore, in this situation, as we'll see inside in the Mishneh Berurah, you have to go and dry your hands off and rewash both hands again. Let's see this inside now in the Mishneh Berurah. Sivkat Lamed Beis. Mishneh Berurah explains, Mayri, we're talking about, Kishishofach rak mayim rishonim miktsas meho revius al yad achas. You only poured part of the revius on one hand, let's say your right hand. Vishiv shisho bishnia, and your right hand then touched the left hand. She'en and natula, which wasn't washed in its tummy. You thought in your mind, you thought that while your hand had been washed on the right hand, you'll take the moist right hand and rub it on the left hand and accomplish a single netila in that way. That's incorrect. The huadin likewise would be no good. It likewise would be no good if you were just doing it to go and remove the sweat or the dirt that was on your hand. Or even if just the left hand happened to just touch the right hand. For whatever the reason the left hand is touching the right hand, it's going to mess things up. Sivkat Lamed Gimel, lo also, this netila is no good, not liyad shniya, not for the second hand, the gam yod zu nitmeis b'niyos b'chaverta ulchad kamei, and likewise the right hand is now made tummy to the point that it has to have netila sidaim again, and you have to even draw it off before you do the netila sidaim. Sivkat Lamed Dalid nitmu, both hands are tummy. the mayim harishonim chashuvim tmeim, because the first waters that you poured are now tomei, because they came in contact not only with the right hand but also with the left hand. The nitnu beis hanetila b'niyosim biyado, they became tomei when they touched your hands. Kanal b'sif yud b'sif beis, as we've already explained in previous shurim in sif beis. Sivkot lamed hey, Mishbur explains, ul'l'cheshiv sheshah nitmeis, when you now touch your right hand, which is moist, to your left hand, so the left hand is metame, the water on your right hand. V'gara ayidei tumazu shekibla ata, yoser miyim lo hayu yodav netulos klal. And this is worse than if your hands hadn't been wet at all and hadn't been washed at all. D'mayim hatmeim shebol ayodo, the waters that are on your right hand, af im yishpoch aleim kama kabim, even if you'd pour on them a ton of water, several kavim's worth of water, lo yitaro, they cannot become tar in this fashion, ad sheinagvei mikodem, until you dry them off. Kidim farish, as we've explained, this is brought down in the name of the Rush. Dear Shufut number 27 brings down, af shemayim shniyim mitarmes harishonim, how come the second pouring doesn't matar the water that's on your hand? So what if it became tummy from the first hand, or whether it became tummy from the second hand touching it? Doesn't mayim shniyim matar water? So Dir Shufutim number 27 brings down from the Orach HaShulchan, she'ein b'kochem matar elo es hamayim harishonim shim tum osum bo machmas hayad hazu, because the mayim shniyim can only be matar with water that was tummy on the right hand from the right hand. And not water on the right hand that became tamei because of the left hand. So therefore, this mayim shniyim will not work here, and it's worse off actually, because you have to dry this as opposed to what we explained yesterday. You don't necessarily have to dry it off, but here you have to dry it off and go do a full netila again. Sivkat and Lamed Vav, the Mishbur explains, umimeila gam hi atzmo nitmeis v'tzorach l'navu gam kin. You have to now, since the hand is tamei, you have to go and dry off the hand, and then you can do a new netila. Kivin shekiblu meimeo tumo ayidei negiosim biyada shniyat meo, because the hands and the water became tamei by touching the second hand. Umayim ashniyim enu mitar meo tumo sayad atzmo. And as we just explained in Dir Shavut number 27, from the Orach HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into it in this great depth, but he agrees that the waters of the mayim shniyim cannot be mitar except if it was from the hand of the mayim rishonim that it was poured upon, and not from the other hand. But not if they make tummy from some other place, i.e. from the other hand. The Mishnah Berurah continues, this would apply even if you poured it on both hands, each one separately, they would also become tamei, and it won't work over here to pour mayim shniyim on them, because you didn't have a full revius of water. So we're talking about where there's less than a revius of water, so then this will not work. Back to the Mechaber. Therefore, the Mechaber explains, Hilkach, the best Eitzah is, Hashofech me'akli ayodo achas, if you pour water on one hand, v'shivshev b'chaverta, and you go and touch your other hand with it, tzorech l'nagev yodov, you have to go and dry off both hands, v'lachzov elitlam kiroi, and then you can go wash the tilas yadayim again properly. This way it will work. Sivkot lam zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, wrote Shlomar, Howel de nit meis chaverto, since the left hand was matame the right hand, umimele gam hi nit meis v'chanal, and both hands are now tame, akin tzorech l'nagev ishtey yodav, you have to dry off both the right and the left hand, mitchila, before you do anything else, v'lachso elitlam kedin, and then you can wash netilas yadayim on both of them properly. Ubelo nigov, lo mahani, if you don't dry them off, it won't work. Ach im yifshoch aleim kam upon me, even if you pour a lot of water on it, it will not work, v'chanal, as we've already explained. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber now says, Lefikach, therefore, the proper way to do this is as follows. Hanota yodov, if you're washing your hands, sorach sheyishpoch lo acher aleim. The ideal way, he says, is to have somebody else pour the water on your hands. Because in this fashion, you can pour on both hands at once. Lamites, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu al shtey yodov kiachot, have the water poured by somebody else on both of your hands. The Oz Chashuvim Shneim Kiarachas. Now it's considered like it's one hand. The Eino Nitmoyim Ayidei Mashinogin Zeh Bezeh Biesen Atila. And since the hands are being poured on together, we don't worry that one hand may have touched the other hand, as we've already explained, and will again explain in Sif Hei. What happens if there's nobody else to pour water on your hands? V'mein lo acher. Yechos akli b'roshe etzbiyosav. What you can do is somehow, in a complicated fashion, hold the kli with the tips of your fingers and pour it on your hand, and pour it on both of your hands at once, and in this way you can fulfill this idea of shifshuf as well over here without being matami your hands. Or alternatively, so just take the kli yourself in your right hand, fill it up, transfer to your left hand, as we've learned in previous shiurim, and then pour the water on your right hand, and the entire revius on your right hand. Or yishpoch al kolachas revius. V'yachakach yishavshim, and then you can rub them together, and there's no problem, because as we've already pointed out, shashofich revius ki'echad, ain't tzorach mayim shtim lehatarim. If you're pouring an entire revius over here, then there is no concern of the water becoming tame, and therefore you can rub them together, and technically, he says, you don't even have to pour mayim shnim in that situation. Sha'asu revius bivasachas, because when we pour a revius on both your hands or one of your hands simultaneously, kemo tvila she'ena tzricha shatifa beis pamim. This then has the same din as if you immersed your hands in a mikvah, where you technically don't have to do this twice, because just like over there, the water doesn't become tame. Therefore, over here too, the water doesn't become tame if you're pouring an entire revius, as we've said already many times in the previous few days of shiur. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Ches explains. Rosh Shalomer, the Mechaber is telling us over here. When you're pouring less than a revius, you have to be very careful that the left hand doesn't touch the right hand, because then, as we just pointed out, you can have all sorts of problems. It'll make the water tame, make the hand tame. You have to dry it off before you do another netila. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us, since this is umotzerli kosher, it's very easy to be nichshal in this. It's very easy to fail over here and have the left hand by accident touch the right hand, and then you'll have to dry them off and wash again. Therefore, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'alkein tov yoser, the better option is, she'yase echad me'ashlosh dvarim. Do one of these three things that the Mechaber said. The Hainu, what are these three things? Number one, o she'yishpoch acher revius v'vasachas ayodav. Have somebody else pour an entire revius on both of your hands. And in this way, simultaneously, when you do this, your hands will definitely not become tameh, they'll become tar from the water, plus the water won't become tameh, as we've already explained. So that's a perfectly good eitzah. When you're pouring it simultaneously on both hands, they're considered as one, so therefore one hand can't be metame the other one. That's eitzah number one. Eitzah number two, oshiyasa dover zeh ayidei atzmo kidlekameh, or try to pour the water yourself on both of your hands, the revius of water on both of your hands, by tilting it up with your fingertips and having it pour onto your hands, and that would be perfectly good as well. Same reasoning as above. And finally, number three, oshiyishpoch al kol achas revius bavasachas. If you pour an entire revius on your right hand and then pour an entire revius on your left hand, dios nitaru ayidei ze yodav legamri. Both of your hands are now fully tohar, and the water on them, as we've mentioned many times, is not tame. Veshuv ein negios and zubazu mekalkulin. And therefore, touching the left hand to the right hand and vice versa doesn't ruin anything. And in fact, v'adirabba, mitzvah lechatchil leshav shefam, and in fact, there's a mitzvah to go rub them together to make sure the water hit all of the places that we already pointed out in yesterday's shir. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Ches explains, Hainu al shtei yodav kiyachad. When we're saying pouring it on your hands over here, you pour them on both hands simultaneously. Dos chashuvim shneim kiyadachas. It's considered like it's one hand. We've already pointed out it doesn't make a difference if the hands are one on top of the other or next to each other. And we even pointed out you could have multiple people pour it on their hands in this situation. It's considered yad achas. Ve'enu nitmayim ayidei ma shenogin zeh bazeh b'yeis hanatila. And it doesn't cause you to go, and if one hand touches the other, to make it in any way tameh, as we have already learned and we'll learn again in Sif Hei in tomorrow's Shia. Sivkat Mem in the Mishnah Berurah. If there's nobody else to do this, so then you can do it yourself, as we have pointed out. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kishiyesh Acher, if there is somebody else there, it's much better, Tov Yoser, Mimashi Yito Be'atzmo, Ayidei Achiza, Berosh Etzbiosov. It's much better to have another person pour it on both of your hands than you try to pour it on both of your hands yourself simultaneously by the fingertips to pour it onto your hand, because that's difficult to do. The Kosher Lizar Bazeh, it's difficult to make sure and be careful in this situation. Shiyavo Hamayim Ayodov Yaroshi Etzbiosov Gufa Biofenzeh. Very difficult to make sure that the water goes on your entire hands, including your fingertips, which are tipping over this cup, to pour it onto yourself in a proper fashion. So therefore, it's much better if somebody else does this, if somebody else is available. And you should only do this if you only have exactly revius water, you don't have enough to pour revius on each hand, which was the third eitzah, and you don't have anybody else that can do it, so then try to pour it on your own hands yourself simultaneously. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Aleph explains, Ashtei Yodav Kiyachod, Rotsu Lomar, V'ayidei Zeh, Dai Berviyas Achas. If you do it in the fashion of either one or two, it's enough if you only have one Reviyas. V'shuv Ein Tzorach Mayim Shneim Lataram. And then technically you don't even need the Mayim Shneim in this situation. As we've already pointed out, there are posts that disagree with this, that you do need Mayim Shneim no matter what. So therefore, this is not L'chatchila, this is just perfectly acceptable if you did it, but one should ideally always pour Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim. In fact, in the issue footnote number 31, he brings down from the Chazon Ish that it's a problem if you have only an exact Revius over here and you're relying upon this without pouring Mayim Shneim, because according to the opinion that you only have to pour water until the knuckles, so then all the water that's going on the area between the knuckles and the wrist was unnecessary. So you really haven't poured a Revius on the area that is Mechuyev to have the Revius on it. So without Mayim Shneim, you may have a problem that those waters are technically still Tomei. So therefore, you should definitely do Mayim Shneim no matter what. Sivkot and Membeis, the Mishnah Berurah says, the third Eitzah, Yishpocha Kolachas Revius, pour an entire Revius on each hand, Rotsu Lomar. Shiyachos Akli Kedarko, go pick up the Kli in the normal fashion, Vyishpoch Al Ko Yad Vyad, pour it on your right hand, then pour it on your left hand, a full Revius, Bifnei Atzva by itself, Revius Bavas Achas, a full Revius each time. The Yishpoch Revius, Raka Yodo Achas, we only pour Revius on, let's say, the right hand, Tekabo Tumay, then Yiyos Bechaverta. Then again, we're in the same problem we were at the beginning of the Shia today, that the left hand would be Matami, the right hand. So if you pour an entire Revius on the right hand and a tie reverse on the left hand, that gets around all of the problems here as well. Sivkot and Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yachah kachi shavshim, then you can rub the hands together, akol anizka le'el koi. This is talking about what we said previously. In these situations that we just mentioned, where there's no tummy water, and both hands are tar, so there's no concern that the rubbing the hands together will cause one hand or the water on the hand to become tummy, and this is perfectly good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Mem Dalet says, Shashofek, one who pours an entire revius on his hands, doesn't need Mayim Shneim Teh. Technically, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotz Lomar, he means to tell us this din that we've already mentioned. The Ayidei Zeh, Nigmura Kol Taharas HaYadayim, you technically have completed Taharas HaYadayim, Veshuv Ein Chashash Klal Ayidei Nigiyosum Elu Ba'elu, and therefore technically you don't have to be at all concerned that one hand can be Matam of the other. However, as I mentioned, many poskim still suggest you pour Mayim Shneim, and that certainly is the accepted and preferred way to do this. That concludes today's share.